Okay, fine. So the Gemara on the bottom of the base has a statement of Rava Amar Rava Tain Man Laponi the Kaddish and Iloch the Kudesha. So a woman goes out to her Ruvain and says, "Give money to Shimon, and I'll be married to you." So Rava says, "Mikudesha to me din Ariv," and Ariv is the guarantor. So Ruvain lends money to Shimon, and he's worried they won't get the money back. So Levi becomes the guarantor that if Shimon defaults and can't pay back, so now Levi is going to be the Ari, the guarantor. So what does it mean? So we learn Ari laf aval gav de lo mati anolio de kamishabig nafshe. So Levi, the guarantor, is not getting anything. The loan is going to Shimon. Levi is not getting any benefit, and he's still giving himself up to Reuven. So here also, hi is sanami aval gav de lo mati anolio de kamishabdo umaki nafshe. This woman also, she tells Reuven to give money to Shimon, and then she's married to Reuven. So she's not getting anything, or she's not getting any kesef. She's not keeping any money, and she's still going to be married to Reuven, just like an Ari can mishabit himself to the Malveh, either he doesn't get any money, so too this woman also can give herself over and be mocking herself to Reuven, even though she's not getting anything, and really the money is going to Shimon. That's the first case, and that's Kedushin Midin Ari. So first you have to figure out, so what exactly is the Kesef Kedushin? You always need Kesef Kedushin, right? You need Kesef Shtar Biya, so here obviously it's going to be Midin Kesef. So what is going to be the Kesef Kedushin in the case of Midin Arif? So there are basically two, we'll try to be mechalik more in detail after, but there are two main ways of learning it, through the Machan Ephraim. And there's either you can say that the woman is getting Hana. What Hana? So based on the Ritzva, it could be that the woman is happy that when she tells Reuven to give money to Shimon, and Reuven listens to her, and I'll give money to Shimon based on what the woman said, so that simcha, that level of happiness that someone listened to her, that she was listened to, she did something, so the woman there gets Hana, and it could be that Hana now is going to enable the Kedusha. That's one side. Again, we'll come back more in detail later, but there's another side is that actually the money that Reuven gave to Shimon, I'll pee the woman, we view it as if the woman mamish got the money. That's based on the Rush says this, and also Tosos, two Tosos above Mitzia. So one Tosos there, the Gemara says there by Ribbis, let's say the non-Jew lends money to Reuven, and he gives him $100, I'm not asking that $125 back, that's not a problem, right? There's no problem with Ribbis by a non-Jew, but then the loan's about to be due, or it's due soon, and Reuven's ready to give it up, then Shimon comes over and says, you know what, let me take the loan for the next few weeks, and then I'll pay you back the Ribbis, and then you'll give the Ribbis to the non-Jew. So the Gemara says, that's obviously going to be a problem of Ribbis, because you're giving back the Jew. Jew B is giving the Jew A Ribbis. And the only case that would work is if Jew A acts as a Shliach. That's the Gemara's case. Tosfos has a Kasha. Why did the Gemara need to give a case that, again, what? Reuven gets a loan with Ribbis from the non-Jew. Then he gives it to Shimon, he passes it along. And the Gemara's case is that Shimon now, when the time is up, gives the money with the Ribbis to Reuven, and then he returns it to the non-Jew. So the Tosfos asks, why did the Gemara have to give that case? Why couldn't the Gemara just give it the case where the same exact case, Reuven gives the loan to Shimon, and he just tells Shimon that when the time is up, give the $100 and the Ribbis back to the non-Jew. That case would also be Ribbis, because Tosfos says, because we view it as if Reuven got the money. Since Reuven is telling Shimon to pay the non-Jew, so when Shimon does pay the non-Jew, we view it as if Shimon gave the money to Reuven, and then Reuven gave it back to the non-Jew. So whatever answer Tosfos gives is not relevant now, but Tosfos says, and you learn that Yisod from our Gemara, of Kedushin Midin Ariv, that when the woman tells Reuven to give Shimon money, and then she'll be married to Reuven, so clearly Tosfos assumes, Ki'ilu Kibel, that we view it as if the money didn't go straight from Reuven to Shimon, rather than from Reuven to the woman, and then to Shimon. And based on this, Tosfos says there that the Ribbis case would also be a problem even if the Jew B doesn't give back to Jew A first and then to the non-Jew, even if the second Jew just gives it to the non-Jew because of the commands of the first Jew, Tosfos also feels Ki'ilu Kibel. And so Machan Ephraim sees, based on these two shown him, that there's really two ways of looking at this Gemara. Even if you can say that the woman again is happy that Reuven listened to her and gave Shimon a matana, and with that Hana, now the woman is married, or you say more, like Tosfos above the Sea of the Rush, that it's not Hana. We actually view it as if the woman got the money. it didn't go straight from Reuven to Shimon. We view it as if it went from Reuven to the woman and then to Shimon, and that money is the Kesef Kedushin. So obviously, one nafkamina would be, so we oh, you know you need an Amir. Rashi, the first Rashi on the Amud says that the man's going to have to say his Kashili. Why? Otherwise, you're going to have a problem of Nasan Hu V'Amrahi, which is only a Sotek Kedushin. So of course, everyone's going to agree, seemingly, that you're going to need a Amir. The question is going to be, what would the Amir be? Meaning, Lamaisa, what's an Nafkamina Mitzvah and Tots? What does it matter? They're still married. So no, the Nafkamina is, well, the Baal now, what's the Baal going to say? Is he going to say, I want to marry you with the Hana? Or is he going to say, I want to marry you with the Mana, the Matana I gave to Shimon? So you see from the Ritva clearly says that he says the Hana. And Tosus, if Machal Ephraim is right, which it seems from Tosus Bab and Sia, it's all about Kilu Kibel. So, according to Tosus, a man's going to have to say, not the Hanazu, it's the Manazu, the actual money. So, before we get to Rekvi Eger, so the Pei Yeshua has a Kasha on the Ritva, and any other Rishonim will learn that we did Hanah. Because we have many Gemaras, Mishnayos later, and Masechta, that say that Hanah is Kekezeh. That if you say Schok Lefanai, dance in front of me, or Schok Lefanai, Schok, entertain me, so that's Kedushin, it's considered Kesef. So if, according to the Ritva, or any other Rishonim, who learn that the Hanah and Kedushin within Ariv is the Kedushin, the Hanah, not Kesef, not Kilu Kibel, it's the Hanah. So why is the Gemara need to learn that we did Ariv? We know Hanah is like Kesef. Rather than just give his case, same with Kudeshes, why do you need me din Ari? What's Ari teaching you? That's the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha on these Rishonim. Right? If it's just, according to Tosfos, you have to go on the Kiki Lu Kibel, because of that, you need Ari from, to teach you the halacha that we view as if Kiki Lu Kibel. But further, Ritzvah and other Rishonim who learn that the Kesef Kedushin here is the Hana, so we have Mishnayos later on, we have Gemaras later on, which teach me that I can marry a girl with the Hana I'm giving her. Why do I need me din Ari? So Pnei Yeshua gives his own mahalach of the sugya, but to answer up this kasha, so we Barbi a soldier and a youth of Tosis also, and the sort of the following, that there's a big difference between the hana that the woman gets in the case of kedushin mitin ariv and the hana that the woman gets by schok and recall the fanai. Why? Because when the woman tells the man to dance for her, entertain me, so you can really view that as direct. He's giving her a nod. He's putting on a performance, he's dancing, in order to give her a nod. You can view that as a direct nesina of hana. Fine, and they're married, and that's not crazy. In this case, though, it's very hard to say this is a direct kedushin. That what, since the Reuven gives money to Shimon, and listens to her, and she feels good, is that really as if Reuven gave her hana? She gets hana. She likes what's going on. She gets hana from it. But did Reuven really give her hana? It's so indirect. It's very hard to make a connection between Reuven and the girl. Oh. So now, but what do you have to do Ari to now with my help? Because again, the Bachar Ephraim also has the Kasha on the Ritva as follows. We're saying now in the Ritva that Ritva goes like one shot, that what? It's all about Hana. And Tosas goes, it's all about Kilu Kiba. Bachar Ephraim asks the question, which he doesn't answer, but he asks the question that you see from Bav Metzia. The Ritva quotes Kilu Kibel. He gives a case which is, where the case is, he says that, Reuven tells Shimon, I'll lend you $100, I'm going to ask that you throw $25 into the river. So Ritva says, that's Ribis, because it's Kilu Kibel. That when Shimon throws $25 extra into the river, it's as if he gave all of the $125 back to Reuven, and then Reuven threw it into the river. And the Ritva calls that Ribis because Kilu Kibel. So the Machlan Ephraim asks, that it's strange. In our Gemara, Ritva seems to ignore Kilu Kibel. It's all about Hana. But Metzia, he mefurish, quotes the idea that he holds up Kilu Kibel. So Nachman Ephraim leaves it as a question. But basically, because of these two questions, he gives you a yesod in the Ritva as follows. The Ritva, he holds up Kilu Kibel. Based on where Metzia, he holds up Kilu Kibel. We'll see why he might need Kilu Kibel. But so what's Kilu Kibel doing now? Now back to Pei Yeshua's Kasha. What was Kasha again? Why are you Kilu Kibel? It's like Schok Lefanai, Rekol Lefanai. So the answer that you can give is that no. Like we said before, Schok Lefanai is direct Hana. The man is dancing for her, entertaining her. That's very, very direct Hana, the Kudeshes. But in our case, it's so indirect. She's getting Hana because he listened to her. It's hard to make that connection between Reuven and the woman. But once you bring in Kilu Kibel, and now in a way, we'll explain this more later in the Rambam, but in a way, you're now shifting. And now there is a connection between Reuven and the woman. And now, in a way, since you say ki'ilu kibel, and it's like the woman got something, so now when the woman also gets hana, maybe it's not as hard to see it as Reuven marrying her directly with the hana. Even though in Hakinami, she's still getting hana from an indirect action, but if the ritzvah brings in ki'ilu kibel, and the ritzvah holds up ki'ilu kibel, like he does, clearly, about Metzia, that's Bach Nefraim's question, so now, in a way, it might help the Pnei Yeshua, might help the Kasha Pnei Yeshua that no, you need ki'ilu kibel to maybe direct the hana. So now you have a connection between Reuven and the woman. Before, it was very indirect. There's no connection between Reuven and the woman. He's standing here, giving Shimon the money, and she's getting hana, she's happy. But maybe once the ritva holds the ki'ilu kibel, and now you can make a connection now between who? Between Reuven and the woman, so now maybe that will help. And now you can view that more as a direct hana, maybe more like Schok Lefanai, Amar Kol Lefanai. I mean, that in a way can answer the Pnei Yeshua's kasha of why you need Midin Arif in our sugya. Fine. So that answers one question. But the question is, though, fine. How about Tosos, though? So, there are also a few questions on the Tosos Pshat. Okay, what's Tosos Pshat? It's pure what? It's pure Kilu Kibel. It's like the woman got the money. So, two questions we raised on Tosos Pshat is the beginning of the Gemara is a little bit hardcore on Tosos. Why? Because the Gemara says that the woman's married even though she didn't get any hana. That just like an Arev, the Meshavit himself, even though he didn't get any hana. So to a woman can be married to Reuven even though she gets no hana. So the question they ask on Tosos is, Tosos ki'ilu kibel. She got the money. What does that mean that she didn't get anything? Tosos really views it by Ribbis. The guy's mamish over Ribbis. Here also, it's ki'ilu kibel. She is, in a way, getting the money. So what does the Gemara mean, she didn't get hana? She did get something. That's one question. Question number two on Tosos is, we're going to have tzrichas later. That what? All these cases we're talking about today, Arev, Avir Kanani, Adon Chashuv, the Gemara says, v'chein in mamona. Not only do they work when a woman wants to give herself over in marriage, they also work when a mocher wants to give his field over to a person, you can do it midin Arev, Avir Kanani, fine. But then they have tzrichas up, and you need both cases. That you might think maybe these weird cases only work by a woman, because why? Because she is willing to get married to anybody, she wants to be married, but mamon might be on a higher level. She might not accept it. But, or, other way around, maybe mamon, you can even be mocha mamon. So maybe mamon needs a lower level, but Ish needs a higher level. The question is for Tosos, what are we talking about lower levels, higher levels? She got the money, ki'ilu kibel. What does it mean that, oh, maybe only a woman would work with an Arev, because she would accept a lower level. But she got, right, she got the ki'ilu kibel, she got the money. So basically these two questions, you could say that no. For Tosos, it's still a chiddush. Yes, it's ki'ilu kibel for Tosos, and yes, that's why it works. But it's still a chiddush, because l'maisa, she has no ishtamshut of the money. She's not actually using the money. It's ki'ilu kibel. She's not getting any hana. So that is a chiddush above. I mean, what was the first question on Tosos? What's Pshat and Gemara on the top here? That one. That even though she didn't get any hana, she's still married. But it's ki'ilu kibel. Yeah, the chiddush for Tosos is, yes, ki'ilu kibel, but she didn't get to keep the money. She didn't get any shtapsh of the money. She can't use the money now. And that's for Tosos, that's the chiddush of the Gemara. The chiddush of the Gemara, Midin Arev, is, even though Rachinami ki'ilu kibel. And that's the chiddush of Kedusha. But the chiddush of the Gemara, for the rush, and her Tosos is going to be that either she's lacking any hashtamsha, she's not using the money at all, that's still mekudeshes. And also later in the trichasas. What do we ask? What do we mean trichasa? That a woman take a lower level. She got the money. Why? There's no lower level. They got the money. The answer is no. It is a lower level. Either you hold ki'ilu kibel, she doesn't have any hashtamshas on the money. She doesn't have anything. So you might think that when a person doesn't get any hashtamshas, so maybe only by a woman it would work, not by a field, or vice versa. And really, for Tosos, this is Pshat and Tosos now. That for Tosos again, by Midin Arev, the Kesef Kedushin is what? Ki'ilu Kibel. And that's how you learn Midin Arev. And the chiddush of the Gemara for the Rosh and for Tosos is going to be that even though you have no Hishtamshut on the Mamon, it still could be a Kedushin. You might have a Hagmi that maybe it shouldn't work. Kamash Milan, you could have a Ki'ilu Kibel without a Hishtamshut on the money, and that works for the Rav Midin Arev. That's Tosos. Now, Ritzvah, how about the Ritzvah now? According to the Ritzvah, he needs a little more in Tosos. The Ritzvah also holds a ki'ilu kibel, but for him it's not enough. For the Ritzvah, you do need some hana. What hana of the Ritzvah is there? That the woman's happy, that now she'd listen to. So the Ritva is one step higher than Tosfos. He holds it Ki'ilu Kibel, but the Ritva thinks that no, you really do need some Hana. You need Hana to be listened to. So what's the Chiddush of the Ritva? If you have Ki'ilu Kibel and you have some Hana, what's the Chiddush of the Ritva? So it's the same Chiddush. That still for the Ritva, yes, it's Ki'ilu Kibel, and yes, she gets some Hana being listened to, but she's still not getting the full Hishtamshas. So the Ritva does need a higher level of Tosfos. The Ritva needs a little bit higher level. The Ritva needs to see if there is some Hana here with the Ki'ilu Kibel. And the Chiddush for the Ritva is going to be that also she has no Hishtamshas. For Tosfos' mama, she has nothing. She has no Hana. It's pure Ki'ilu Kibel, no Hana. For the Ritva, there is some Hana, but since there's no Kesef Hishtamshas in the Kesef, that's going to be the Chiddush of the Ritva. And these are the two Mahalchim in a more general sense of what the Kesef Kedushin is. Mitin Arif, either the Hana, again, with a Ki'ilu Kibel also, or the Tosfos, it's a pure Ki'ilu Kibel. Fine. Yeah, everyone good? Then we move to the Eger, so he's mechalik a little more in detail between these two pshatim. Because if you look at the Rambam and the Rashba, so it seems at first glance that they agree with the Ritva. They talk about Hana, they don't talk about Ki'ilu Kibel. So it seems at first glance that they go to the Ritva, and Tosfos and the Rashba and others like Ki'ilu Kibel. The Eger thinks that no, there is a Chiluk. And the Ritva is more or less, in a way, how we've been learning it. That a woman's happy that she listened to, maybe she didn't pay for this Hana, fine. But he learns the Ram and the Rashba, a third Shita. Yes, it's the Hana, but what kind of Hana is it? It's not like the Ritva that it's the Hana that she's being listened to. No, it's more than that. That when Reuven gives a mana or a pruta to Shimon, based on the woman's command, so whatever Hana that Shimon now gets, when he gets the money, we view it as if the woman got that same Hana. It's not the Ritva that she gets Hana externally because she was listened to, and she should even pay for that because she likes being listened to. It's not that at all. The woman is getting the same Hana that the Shimon got. Shimon got a Hana for getting a Pruta. So also the woman, since she was the one who caused that to happen, she is also going to experience that same Hana. And after Kibbe Eger, there are really three Kesef Kedushins. There's a Ritva's Hana, which is more or less what we've been saying until now. Being listened to, she's happy, she gets Hana. There's a Rashba and the Rambam that no, the Hana she's getting isn't being listened to. The Hana she's getting is that whatever Hana she allowed Shimon to get, she feels as well. And still, Tosfos and the Rash of Ki'ilu Kibel. Just understand this, these three sheets is better. So Rikaya gives two nafkaminas, and we give a couple more in Shir. So the first nafkamina is, what if the woman tells Reuven not to give Shimon a crazy amount of money, a money? What if she told Reuven, give Shimon a pruta? So would the woman be married then now? Mitin Ariv or not? So for Tosfos, Ki'ilu Kibel, I would think what? Ki'ilu Kibel?
Yeah.
Whatever Shimon got, she got money also. So for Reuven gives Shimon a pruta, Ki'ilu Kibel, the woman also got a pruta, and that's worship Kedushin. How about for the Rashba and the Rambam now? Also now, he got Hana, he got a Pruta of Hana, because he got a Pruta. So now, the woman also, she experiences that same Hana that Shimon felt, and Rav Yair says would also be the Kedushas. How about the Ritva though? So no, the Ritva says without work. Why? What's wrong with the Ritva? She's happy that she was listened to, and she would pay a certain amount of money to Reuven to give Shimon that amount. So when Shimon's giving $100 to her, when Reuven's giving $100 to Shimon, so it makes sense. The woman would pay $5 to be listened to, that Reuven would give Shimon $100. But if all Reuven is giving Shimon is a pruta, the woman would never give a pruta to Reuven, so that he should give a pruta to Shimon. That doesn't make sense mathematically, right? And therefore, we can hear things that further mitzvah. If the Hana is not, she's not getting the Hana, the Rashba that Shimon got. She's getting a Hana that she would listen to, that she would pay for maybe. So for the Ritva, he thinks that in the case of a Pruta, for the Ritva, that would be Ein HaMikudeshes. Because if all Reuven is giving Shimon the Pruta, so what's the Hana going to get? A quarter of that, a half of that, that's still a Pruta though. That's the first Nafkamina that he thinks it would be not Mikudeshes. The second Nafkamina is, what if the woman doesn't tell Reuven to give $100 to Shimon, what if she tells Reuven to be Mochel, a loan on Shimon of $100? Not giving, being Mochel. According to Tosfos now, what would halacha be?
No good.
It would be good. Tosfos pshat is that ki'ilu kibel. But in this case, like, what did she get? Reuven was mocha the loan of Shimon. She didn't get anything. And then Rabbi Eger says, Tosos, and Kilu Kibel, Einu Kadeshes. For the Rashi from the Rambam, he also says what? He also thinks, Einu Kadeshes. Because the Hanah is what? Whatever Hanah Shimon gets by receiving something, so the woman also gets what? She also gets a Hanah. And it's like she received the thing. But in this case, is Reuven giving anything to Shimon? No. Being mochel, never also for the Rashba and for the Rambam, that would also not work. Having for the Ritzvah now, though. For the Ritzvah would work. Because the Ritzvah said the woman is happy that she was listened to. She would pay to be listened to. So why do I care if it's Reuven giving Shimon money? Why do I care if it's Reuven being mochel Shimon money? That same Hanah for the Ritzvah is there. She's being listened to. She has a good feeling. And then for the Ritzvah, that would be Kadeshah.
That's not exactly correct, though, because according to the Ritva, it's not that she's paying to be listened to, because then that would work by a pruta. The reason
no,
why
she would pay a pruta
to be listened to,
but not a pruta.
Saying
though.
The pshat is that she would pay for him to get a mana.
What
Hanah
she getting? So what's Hanah she getting then?
You're doing a mice that's worth a pruta.
Because she would pay a pruta for this to happen, so it gives her a certain Hanah that this act is happening.
Right, so that's where the field could be.
If you're saying it that she would pay to be listened to, then that would work by a pruta as well. Who cares how much money it is?
No, the pay to listen to it is what Ricky Eager. That's like the raya. How do we know that she's getting Hanah here? Because she would spend a certain amount of money on it.
Exactly.
So
saying raya only applies if the pshat is that she would be happy that he's receiving a certain amount of money.
No, you're not saying for the mitzvah that he's marrying her with the pruta that she's saving.
No, it's that
it's a raya that she's getting
Hanah. It's not that she's getting
that Ruben is doing something on her behalf of Shimon,
or that her end goal is happening. What she wants to happen is happening.
Right.
And it's not necessarily that because she's telling him to do it, it's because she wants a certain outcome and that's happening.
Right, so that's probably the chiluk between the way we learned the ritual first and Rabbi Eger's way. I think you could maybe fit it as one thing, but yeah, the way we first learned the ritual shir was that it's Pshat based on what she was listened to, done. So you're saying maybe according to the way we first learned the shir, that proves the case might work for the ritual.
Yeah.
In the way before
and you have to be mechalik between the way we first
right. But according to the way we learned in Shir, maybe everyone would agree that Pritzkeh would work. According to the way it wouldn't work. Right? Could be. Very good. So right. So again, those are the three basic mechalchim. Really, two main categories: Hanah versus Kiyu Kibel. And then based on the Rikiva Eger, so now we have really three pshatim in a way. And again, just remember the vote we started with. That the Ritzvah might also hold of Kilu Kibel, just he needs an extra level of Hanah. He needs something else. Based on that Ritzvah and Bav Metzia. So now, before we go on to the case of Eved Kenani, so there is a Rambam. The Rambam, when he quotes Kedushin, so he goes out of its way to say what? He quotes Kedushin mitin Arif, and he goes out of its way to tell you that what she's being married with the Hanah. But if you look at Mamona, the case of Echenin and Mamona by Arev, so the Rambam does not say this. The Rambam says, it works. It's a sale. He doesn't go out of its way to say that it's with the Hanah. And that leads many Achorim to say that from that Rambam, it's Mashva, that what is he selling the field with within Arev? Not the Hanah, but rather the Kesef. And that is an issue. So based on the Yisod we had earlier, you could probably fit the same Yisod into the Rambam. And the Rambam holds of Kilu Kibel. And by a field, it's going to work. Kilu Kibel is mamish good. Just by Kedushin, you might need a higher level. Kedushin, you might need Hanah also. So the Rambam could very well fit into that same Yisod that we discussed earlier. Good. So now we move on to the next case of Rav. That's all we did. Ari, again, different Pshatim, what's the case of Kedushin? The Rekiva Eger and the Rambam, fine. Now we move on to Eved Kenani, the second case. So Heilech Mane, these Kachi Laplon Mikudeshes. So here, what's happening? The woman tells Reuven, give me money, and now I'm married to Shimon. Okay, what's the Arif case? The woman tells Reuven, give Shimon money, and I'm married to you, Reuven. This case is, she tells Reuven, give me money, I'm married to Shimon. And it works,
he just gives it.
So he's definitely saying it. I mean, she obviously is accepting it, right? If she didn't want it to happen.
Do we know that she had that Amira before? Like, give
right,
me money.
It could be not. It could be not. But I mean, if she doesn't want to do it,
right,
it wouldn't obviously work. Okay, fine. Right. Maybe he could have initiated. So what would happen here? So it's the condition that we did, Eved Kinani. What's the Eved Kinani? Eved Kinani, lav apagav du lo kachasir v'lo midi kakari nafshei. So the different ways that Eved Kenani can go free. The two main ways are you can go free with kesef, say, or shtar. So what can Eved Kenani be? So you have Eved Kenani who's working for a Jew, and then some third party gives the owner money, and now Eved Kenani goes free with that money. So the chiddush of Kenani is that Eved acquires his freedom, he's koneh his freedom without giving anything up. Normally we assume that when someone's koneh something, normally they give something up first. But in this case, the Eved Kenani acquires his freedom without giving anything up. So to this woman, she says what? She gets the money from Reuven and now she's married to Shimon. So Shimon is acquiring a wife without giving up what? Kesef. And so that case does work, and it works within Eved Kenani. Yeah, Eved Kenani can acquire his freedom without giving anything up, so too by the woman as well. As the question you deal with here is, what exactly is going on in the case? I mean, Kesef Kedushin might be a little more obvious in this case. That's probably not a problem here. The Rambam, we'll see later on what the Rambam says. But at first glance, the Kesef Kedushin seems to be very simple. Right. Oh, we've got to figure out what's Kesef Kedusha, is it the Hano, is it a Kilo Kibel? For the Eved Kenani case, that's really not the problem. Right. The problem of Eved Kenani case is what? That Shimon is not giving up any money. The woman gets Kesef Kedusha, she doesn't give up any money. So there are going to be two basic mahalchim we're going to say of how this is going to work. What's the chiddush of the case? How is it going to work? So Rashi very clearly says, look at your maskil, Helech Manavis Kacha Laponi, the Hushlucho, Al Shmekachi Mishalo. For Rashi, the case is that Reuven seemingly is an official, he's a shliach of Shimon. Normally, a shliach is very simple. Shimon gives money to Reuven and says, marry a woman for me, mikudeshes. The chiddush of this Gemara is, it's a shliach, it's not a problem. The chiddush of this Gemara is, for Rashi, that Shimon is not giving up any money. Reuven is a full shliach of Shimon. You have Shimon's das, you have everything in the shliach. The chiddush is that Shimon's not losing any money, not giving anything up. That's how Rashi's going to learn the sugya and the chiddush. Get back to Rashi soon. Masha Enki, you look at the ritzvah. The ritzvah was on the records, says very clearly, this is dafka, not a case of a shliach. We'll see why he might argue. The ritzvah says that no, Reuven is not a shliach of Shimon. But what? So how does it work? How can Reuven marry a woman for Shimon without a shliach? So the ritzvah says that a sinas acher could be what? That Reuven giving the money to the woman, we can view that in a way as if, right, for Shimon, not Shliach, not all the Reuven's money. Reuven's money. But the chiddush of the ritzvah is that a sinas acher, someone else is giving with his own money, can count as what? As Shimon's giving. So he said there are two points which Rashi and the ritzvah argue on. The first is, if this is the case of a Shliach, so do you need we did Eved Kenani? Rashi says clearly that even though Reuven is a shliach of who? Of Shimon, you still need to come on to we did Eved Kenani. Why? Because Rashi, for Rashi, it's a very big chiddush for Rashi that Shimon doesn't lose any money. And for Rashi, that's the chiddush of our sugya. That Shimon loses no money and he still can acquire a woman. And so for Rashi, even if you have a shliach, you still need to come out to be Eved Kenani. Masha in came the ritzvah, which says no. If you had a shliach here, it would not be good. You don't need Eved Kenani. The only time Eved Kenani is not going to matter shliach. So what exactly are you arguing about?
Do you think according to Rashi, it has to be a shliach? Or let's say he's not getting.
Oh, so
what are you gaining by the shliach according to Rashi?
So see, it probably you have to do. We'll see why in a second. Okay. So let's see why. So what are they arguing about? We'll get that point in a second difference. But the first difference is, Rashi says, even if the person is a shliach, you still need Eved Kenani. For the mitzvah, if it was shliach, it would be pashut, it wouldn't be a chiddush of our Gemara, it would not be good. So there are two basic ways we explain this machlokas. The first one is a more lamdusha avort, that it's based on how do you view a shliach. If the shliach mamish become kimishalayach, when I send Isaac on a shliachus for me, does Isaac take my identity? And is he acting mamish me? Is he me? Or no? He's himself, just he's doing something for me. He doesn't become me. He's doing something on my behalf. So that can maybe explain this difference between the Rashi and the Ritzvah. Because what was the problem for Rashi? That even though Reuven is the shliach of Shimon, there's still a problem. Because why? Because Shimon's not using his own money. Now, so which side of that chakir does Rashi fall under? That shliach is mamish l'mishaleach, or doing something on your behalf? So Rashi falls under which part, chakira?
The latter.
Because if the shliach was mamish l'mishaleach, so in a way, Shimon is losing his money. It's not his money, but if Reuven in a way becomes Shimon for that amount of time, that day, so Shimon is losing money. It must be that Rashi feels that a shliach is not mamish kimishaleach, he's doing it on behalf of mishaleach. So here it's still a chiddush. Yes, Reuven is a shliach of Shimon, but it's still a chiddush that Shimon is not losing any money. That's a big chiddush for Rashi, and you have to come up to Medin Eved Kanani to show you that even when someone doesn't lose any money, that could still be a kinyan. Now, and the Ritzvah obviously now, the Ritzvah probably will go like the first way of learning the Chakira. For the Ritzvah, it's not that just like a shliach is doing something on behalf of mishaleach. The shliach becomes the mishaleach. On that task that he's doing, he becomes the mishaleach. So for the Ritzvah, if Reuven was Shimon's shliach and he married a girl, there would be no need to have him did Eved Kanani. It's not that, oh, there's a chiddush that Shimon doesn't lose any money. No, we view it as if Shimon did lose some money. He did use some money. What money did he use? He used Reuven's money. Reuven became Shimon. And then they point out that this could be an interesting nafkamina by Mehilchos Gerushin. We know by Gerushin that the Baal has to own the paper and the ink when he wants to divorce a woman. So the question is, when a man, we know Gerushin can work Aydi Shliach, just like Kedushin can. So when a man sends a Shliach to Megarish his wife, so who has to own the paper and the ink? Is it okay if the Shliach owns the paper and the ink? Or does the Mishaleach have to have own the paper and the ink himself? So it seems to also be a nafkamina, based on this Hakira. If you go into Ritzvah, at Mamash, the Shliach becomes the Mishaleach, and any money of the Shliach, we view it for that moment as if it's the Mishaleach's money. So as long as the Shliach owns the paper and the ink, that's fine. You don't need the Baal to own the paper and the ink. The Shliach owns the paper and the ink, he gives the get to the woman, and as if he gave it as the Baal. So the Baal also owns the paper and the ink. But if you go like what? If you go like Rashi, that a Shliach is not mamish kimish aleich, but rather that he's doing it on his behalf, so then for Rashi, it seemingly would come out that the Baal would have to own the paper and the ink, then give that to the Shliach, and then go be Megarish his wife. That's one way of learning the Bachuk between Rashi and the Ritzvah. The other way, which Rabbi Adler said, which is more simply, is that the Sikhi is not based upon the longness of a Shliach, or whether Shliach is Kim Shaleach. It's not what it's based upon at all. Just, is it a Chiddush that a person could acquire something without using his own money? Is that a Chiddush or not? Maybe yes, maybe no. Rashi is very bothered by that. Rashi is bothered that, let's say, forget the whole Shliach thing. Let's say everyone agrees that Shliach is like a Mishaleach. Whatever you want to say. Rashi is just bothered by the fact that still, the Baal is not giving up his own money. For that Baal is Rashi. For the Ritzvah, it's not the Chiddush. The Ritzvah doesn't see that as a problem. There's no problem for the Ritzvah of a Koneh not using his own money. We'll see what the Chiddush of the Sugya is for the Ritzvah. But for the Ritzvah, the Chiddush of the Sugya has nothing to do with using your own money or not. Ritzvah is not bothered by that. The Ritzvah is only bothered by that. And so for Rashi, whether even if you're Shliach, Rashi is bothered by the fact that a Koneh seemingly would have to use his own money. So he comes out to be the Eved Kanani. For the Ritzvah, that is a Shaykh Sar Sigya. That if he's a Shliach, it would be okay. So again, two ways to learn Rashi in the Ritzvah. The first way is saying, no, everyone's bothered by that idea of losing your own money. Just my focus, Rashi in the Ritzvah is a Shliach Kimish Aleach or not? The Lamed of the Shlichot. According to the second Pesha, no. The Ritzvah might not be bothered by this whole idea at all. Look at the Gemara there. We did Eder Kanani. Maybe we'll get to later the whole thing with the base mayor. If you look at that Gemara there, the Gemara never seems to, the Gemara never views it as a problem that Eder Kanani didn't use on money. There was never a problem for the Gemara there. So the Ritual might feel that concept is not a problem. Rashi made that problem up. Whoever said that a Kone has to use his own money? So the Ritual is not a problem. The only problem is going to be Das. So if the Shleyat is good. For Rashi, no. For Rashi, that's the Chizh of Asugya. For Rashi, that's the problem. Therefore, even if the Shliach, you're going to need your Nimi Din Eder Kanani.
Maybe he says that if it was a Shliach in this case, it'd be for sure no problem. Maybe because he holds that a Shliach's money becomes like the owner's money.
That's the first way of learning it. You're not planning. The second way of learning is that even if the Ritual doesn't do that, even if the Ritual views Shliach, not Mamsh to a Shliach, even if you use that as on behalf of him, it still doesn't mean Din Eder Kanani. Because the Ritual might not be bothered by his holy soul to begin with. So, yeah. The first pshat is what you were saying, that it's based on how you do a shliach. The second pshat could be, no, the Ritual might agree with Rashi. A shliach is on behalf of a shliach. Oh, but the person didn't use on money? Okay. Rashi might have made that problem up. Who said it's a problem? That's two ways. Okay, so that is the first argument in Rashi and the Ritual. If our case is a shliach, do we need Eder Kanani or not? Rashi, yes. And that's pshat in our Gemara. For the Ritual, no. And our case is no shliach. What's the second machlokes Zawzi arguing about? Is there a concept of nesinas achar kenesinaso? For the Ritual, there's no shliach case, so what's going on here? How is Reuven marrying a woman for Shimon? So the Ritual holds that nesinas achar is kenesinaso. It comes out that Reuven can marry the woman without Shimon even knowing. And if Shimon says, obviously Shimon has to agree in the end, Shimon needs das, but that nesina, even without any shlichos, that nesina of Reuven can count as a nesina of Shimon. Rashi absolutely disagrees. Rashi does not feel that Nesina is Achar's Kinesinaso. Imagine a Shliach. So why would Rashi think that Nesina is Achar's Kinesinaso? So we have a few possibilities. One, just that very simply, that Nekuda. It's a little bit of a stretch to say that someone else in Nesina can be my Nesina. So very simply, maybe it's Rashi just without any explanation even. Rashi is arguing that point. You want to get a little more long, you can say that Rashi might hold as a boss to do a Kicha. But you know, the source of Kedushin is Ki Yikach, maybe the Baal do Mamish HaMaisa Kicha, that could be one other way. Or there could be a third way of learning it, that we have a concept that a person could be Zocha Shalom B'Fanav. I can do something good for Shimon, if he doesn't know about it, as long as it's good for him, I can do it for him. If it's bad for him, I can't do it for him. So maybe the Rashi and the Ritz might be arguing about, is marriage good or not? Not, yeah, it's good, obviously, marriage is good. But do we view it as a schus or a chov? So it could be, Rav pointed out a few times, that maybe Rashi views Kedushin as a chov for the guy. Even though the man can marry other women, there are still some restrictions. Relatives you can't marry, mother, daughter, sister, aunt, you can't marry all these people now. So maybe Rashi views Kedushin under the chov category. And obviously the rule is, Ein chavin la'odam shelo b'fanam. So if Rashi holds that, then in this case, Reuven can't just marry a woman without being shliach. That would be considered what? That would be considered chavin la'odam shelo b'fanam. But the Ritzvah might hold, no, it's a schos. He's getting married, he's getting a wife, it's a schos. And for the Ritzvah might say, no, you don't need a shliach. As long as he agrees after that, Ritzvah would say, this is ach, kinsinoso, zachin la'odam shelo b'fanam. And again, that is the basic sugya of Midin Eved Kanani. If you have time at the end, we'll come back to the whole base of Meir's Kasha. For now, we'll leave that just to try to get the bigger picture. And now we come on to the third case. Before we get to Atam Chosh, we come to the third case. So now we have a third case, which is a combination. Tein mono leploni the kadosh nilo. The woman tells Reuven, give mine to Shimon, and I'll marry to Shimon. Midin Shneim. The woman's not getting any money, and she's still what? She's still giving herself over. Right? So same thing. The Gemara says they're not similar. Mi dami. Arev haide kakanile kachasr mimona. What's the case of an arev? The Malveh acquires who? The Arev. But the Malveh also gave up money. In our third combination case, the person who's acquiring, Shimon, when the one who's acquiring the woman, is not giving anything up. So this third combination case can't be worked only within Ariv. Because this is a bigger chiddush than Ariv. In the Ariv case, there's one chiddush, but at least the person who's acquiring the Ariv gives something up. In this third case, Shimon, who's acquiring the woman, gives nothing up. Right? What's the answer going to be? No, but in Shnei, Evi Kanani Yochiach, the local chasar mona the kakana nafsha. Evi Kanani, the slave acquires his freedom and doesn't give anything up. So to here, Shimon acquires a woman and doesn't give anything up. But wait, is that similar? Midoli, hosam hachtika makni kakoni. What's the case of Evi Kanani? The Baal, the owner of the slave who gives up the freedom to the slave, gets money in return. This woman is giving up her own marriage herself and not getting anything in return. So what's the answer? Yeah, midin shneim. Then it's going to be that Ariv is yochiach. Fine, we have midin shneim, and this third case works. Just very simply, Rehalev asks, is there really a reason for this third case? I mean, we know the chiddush of Ariv, whatever the chiddush is, that she's married with Hano, that a fully shtamshos, she's married at Tozos Kilu Kibel. That works. Then we know that the Kanani works, either like Rashi, that the Shliach, and he's not losing any money. Or like the Ritzvah, that says Ach, as Kisinaso. So 1 plus 1 equals 2. If Ari works by itself, and the Kanani works by itself, so why is the Gemara now give a case of Midin Shnei? 1 plus 1 equals 2. So Rehalev wanted to say that no, it is a Chiddush. Because in both these cases, there's clearly a Chisaron and a Kinyan Kesef. What's the Chisaron in Ariv? That the Makneh is getting no Kesef really. No, he's Shtamshus. No. That's Chisaron. Okay, it works by itself. Fine. Eved Kanani, what's a Chiddush? The Kohen is not giving up his own money. Okay, that's a Chiddush that works. But who is to say that when you put them both together, now you have a very big Chisaron. Now the Kohen is not giving up his own money. As a big Chisaron in the Constitution. And the Makneh is not getting anything. So you might have a meaning that yes, by themselves, those Chisronos aren't good enough to ruin it. They work. But who says together you can have that big of a Chisaron in the Kinyan Kesef? The answer is no, it does work. And that can be the Chiddush of Midin Shneim. And again, the last point on Midin Shneim, the Talmud Rashi points out that you can even have other cases. Let's say instead of the woman telling Reuven to give money to Shimon and she'll be married to Shimon, what if the woman tells Reuven to give money to Shimon and she'll be married to Levi? It's similar case, Ari and Kanani. But that case works or not. So what does Talmud Rashi say? It says it would work. And he has an interesting kasha. He says, if that case works, so why did the Gemara pick our quote unquote more simple case? Pick the crazier case, the more chiddush of a case. And Talmud Rashi answers, no. That our case of the three people, Midin Shneim, is actually a bigger chiddush. Because in a way it looks like the woman is giving her Baal money. The woman tells Reuven to give Shimon money. It's sort of viewed as if the woman is giving Shimon money. You might think that would be a nosnahi, and that might invalidate everything. But Ankin, in the four-person case, the Baal's not ending up with any money, right? Lady is not getting any money. So in a way, it comes out counterintuitive. Our case of the three-person case is actually a bigger chiddush. But in Achinami, that four-person case is going to work. Fine, now we're going to move on to finish up to Adam Chashuv. We're not going to read inside, but just going to be running out of time. What's Adam Chashuv? So Rava here has a kasha. The first three cases, Ari, the Kanani, and Dinshneim, Rav and Nuga Halacha, Mikudeshes. Now he has a kasha. What if there's only two people involved? You have the woman, and you have the Baal. And the woman gives a pruta to the Baal, and says, I want to be married to you with this pruta. So this work or not? So Marzutra answers, what? Mikudeshes. So our papa comes on and says, Marzutra, how can you say Mikudeshes? If you're right, then what? The woman, what the Gemara calls as a person Yesh L'Achrayos, Rashi explains, because an Adam is Hukash L'Karka, it comes out that the woman is being acquired Agav what? The Pruta. And we know from all Tharshas that Metatlin can be acquired Agav Karka, but Karka can never be acquired Agav Metatlin. So how can it be the Kodeshes? The man getting the money and also now getting a woman, Doesn't that break the rules? Fine. So before we get to the answer, Tosfos, it's an important machlokes is Rashi Tosfos. Rashi assumes, based on the Pshat and Gemara, that an Adam is Hukash Lakarka. Based on the Pasuk of Yisnachaltem, it's not only that Eved Kenai is Hukash Lekarka. Rashi feels that even regular Bnei Chorin are Hukash Lekarka. And that's why the Gemara says what? This case would be a case of Yesh L'Achrai is Karka Adam V'Talta. Rashi feels that an Adam, even a free woman, is going to be Hukash Lekarka. That's Rashi. Tosfos doesn't like Rashi. Tosfos says, it doesn't make any sense. We know that Bnei Chorin are not Hukash Lekarka. There's one case in Sanhedrin, when you want to be Jamei Alai. So there we view it as maybe as Karka to need 10 people. But A, the idea that an Eved is like Karka might not be the Kuli Alma. Gwena Babakama, it's not so posh that everyone agrees. And two, where do you ever find that Bnei Adam is Hukash Lekarka? You don't find that anywhere. But Tosfos therefore disagrees with Rashi. A Bnei Adam is not Hukash Lekarka. Also, what's trying to our Gemara now? Our Gemara calls a woman Yeshla Achrayos Agav what? Ein Achrayos. So what's our Gemara? Tosfos first answers in Achinami, the Gemara is really Lav Dafka. The Gemara doesn't mean that this case has to be a case of Achrayos Agav Metalklin. It just means, basically, that you never find anywhere that anything works Agav Metalklin. The only time we ever have anything working is Metalklin Agav what? Karka. You never have any Agav Metalklin. So the Gemara says, you're not Karka Agav Metalklin. Tosfos Achinami, the woman could be Metalklin. The Gemara is just trying to emphasize that even if the woman were metatlin, it can't work. Because you can never find anything that works agav metatlin. And so in a way, the words in the Gemara might not be perfect with the shot, but in a way, you get to add and say, yes, lav dafka. The Gemara is just saying, just like karika can't be a quad agav metatlin, a woman, even if she was metatlin, also whatever. That's one answer. The second answer, Tosfos, is no. What's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is not saying that a woman is like Karka. The Gemara is saying, well, a woman is like Metalklin. But if it were to come out, based on our Zutra, that a woman could be acquired Agav Metalklin, it would also have to come out that what should also be able to acquire Agav Metalklin? Something. Because we know all Kinyani Kesef, for a woman, are going to have Kicha Kicha Mi Steyefra. So if our Zutra is right, and this woman, okay, it should be Metalklin, fine, not a problem. If the woman can be acquired Agav money, it should have to come out that a son should also be acquired what? Agav money. Otherwise, how did he get that halacha? And therefore the Gemara says, since we know that a son cannot be acquired agav metalklin, that's what achrayos means. It must be a woman can't also, because you learn all from kicha kicha. Fine. That is Tosfos. So what's the answer? What's the answer? A woman can't be acquired agav metalklin, for whatever reason you want to say. Either like Rashi, Hukosh Lekarka, or Tosfos Pshatim. What's the answer? The entry is no, it's Adam Chashuv. Now this is not a Stam guy. This is a Chashuv, a guy. Rashi explains he doesn't normally take gifts. So when a woman gives a gift to this Adam Chashuv, gives it to Noah. Adam Chashuv to Noah. So Noah gives a woman Hanan now, that now she had the schut of giving someone a gift. And with that Hanan, he is giving her Hanan, and with that Hanan, now she's Mekudeshes. It's not Adam Metalklin, really it is changing hands. So a few last points on the sugya. So one point is, Rashi points out, obviously you're going to need an amira here. You're going to need an amira on the man. You're going to need an amira for the adam chashuv. So pashup shah, what's the amira doing? So we thought, the amira is doing what? Well, the woman is giving the kesef. Fine, she's getting hana. But if all she gets is hana, and the man doesn't say anything, that would fall into what category? Nosan hu, he gave her hana. But Amrahi, and we know based on the Gemara earlier, that's only a Safik Kedushin. So maybe Rashi just means, in Achinam, he gave her Ana, but without his Amira, it's only a Safik, and to get over that hurdle, and to make it a Vada Kedushin, you need an Amira, then it becomes Nasanhu, Amrahu, perfect. Fine. And that is going to say, that's the opinion of the Tor, we're going to say as well. But Rekhi Eger's Medaik and Tosis earlier on Hayim Abayz, and Tosis disagrees. Kutos is a kasha there. The Gemara gives cases of Nasanu v'Amarhu. It works. Nasanu v'Amarhi is Safik. Nasanahi v'Amarhi is what? Vadai Eina Mekudeshes. So you're showing us a kasha there. Why didn't we talk about Nasanahi v'Amarhu? There are four combinations you could possibly have. We only spoke about three of them. So Tosfos says that no, Nasanahi v'Amarhu isn't in the Gemara because that halacha isn't always one way. With a normal Bnei Adam, the halacha is going to be what, seemingly? Some either Safig or Eina Mekudeshes. But by an Adam Chashuv, so Nasanahi v'Amarhu would be what? Mekudeshes. And therefore, our Gemara only wanted to list cases which are always the halacha. No matter who you're doing it to, the halacha always stays the same. But nas nahi, the amar hu, when the halacha changes, we didn't put that in the Gemara. That's Tosos. We're going to get the dikes from this Tosos against the pshat we just said before. Because why? Because what case is in our Gemara? Nas nahi, the amar hi. Right? Like, is it a Gemara? And that's Vada Ein Kodeshes. And Beinam Tosos is Yisod, that anything written in the Gemara has to be across the board true. So Nos Nehi the Omer He must be always what? Always Vadai Ein in the Kodeshes. Even by what case? In my Adul Chashu. Now, that's a little bit strange. Why is that true? Right? Why is that true? At the very least, he's giving her Anna. At the very least, it should become a Nos Nehu the Omer He. How can Tosus possibly think that Nos Nehi the Omer He is always Vadai Ein in the Kodeshes, even by an Adul Chashu? It should be at least a Safik Nasim of Amrihi. So you see from Tosfos that not like we said before. What we said before was in a Chinami. Once he gives her a Nah, it will always be a Nasim of Amrihi. Just you need his Amira to overcome that Amrihi and to get to Vada Nikodeshes. From Tosfos it comes out that what? Without the Amrihu, you don't even have what? You don't have Nasim to it. It's all or nothing. If he doesn't say anything, you have mamish nos nahi the amar ahi vada in the Kodeshes. Why? So Atta Yosef explains that it could be that maybe when he's not, like, when he doesn't acknowledge it, when he doesn't say anything, he shouldn't get hana, whatever shot you want to give.
If you have nos nahi amar ahi, it's as if it's
nothing. Right. Meaning once you have, once the man speaks, so now he spoke and he gave hana, mamish will be good. The Kodeshes. Because nothing the Amar Hi by itself is not even a suffix. It's valid in the Kodeshes. Because without the Amar Hu, unlike Rashi in the Torah, then without the Amar Hu, he still has Nasan Hu. He gave her a Na, he's Adam Chashu. According to Tosfos, without the Amar Hu, you don't even have the Nasan Hu. So what would Nasan Hu do between these two Pshatim? So it's what the Torah says. We know the Chen in Mamona. The Gemara just said, we spoke before. Not only do Ari and the Kanani Pashat Adam Chashu work by Kedushin, they also work by where? They also work by Mamona, field. Okay, Srichas and the Gemara, why do you need both? So what happens in the following case? What if Reuven gives a field? He gives money to Shimon. Shimon's the chashuv guy. He gives money to Shimon and wants to give him the field also. So Torah passes, it works. Adam chashuv, the mocher, the no saying is getting hana, and he transfers the field. And the Torah says, or he doesn't say, you need an Amir. There's no Amir needed in that case of Adam Chasher for the Torah by Karaka. So based on the halach we said, not in Torah, it makes a lot of sense. Adam Chasher, no matter what he says, he always gives her Hana, or him Hana. Just in Dafka by Kedushin, you need the receiver, the Adam Chasher's Amira, to overcome the hurdle of Amrahi. But by Karaka, there's no din of Amira, so you don't need to say anything. The Adam Chashev gives Hana, good. And you don't need Amira in the case of Adam Chashev Mama. But according to Tosos, if by any Adam Chashev case, without an Amira on Adam Chashev, you don't even have a Hana, so it'll come out, even in the case of Adam Chashev by Karka, the Adam Chashev is going to have to say, I want to buy your field from you with the Hana. For Tosos, the only way you can get an Asina of Hana from Adam Chashev is with that Amira. So again, that is a very interesting machlokas between what is the Amir doing by the case of Adam Chash. Good. Just a couple more points. So the Rishon has a kasha on the Sugim B'Metzia from our Gemara. The machlokas by Chalipin. Right? Chalipin is Reuven and Shimon want to transfer a field, so they pick up a suitor of one of them, the other guy picks it up, field is acquired. The machlokas, whose suitor do they use? Whose handkerchief do they use? So Levi says, Kalev shel makna. Rav says, Kalev shel kona. And if Reuven wants to give his field to Shimon, so according to Levi, who gives the sudar? Reuven. According to Rav, who gives the sudar? Shimon, the recipient. Fine. So we sort of say, both Rav and Levi are going to have difficulties with our Gemara. We'll do Rav first, because it might be more simple. According to Rav, Rav holds, you always need to use Kalev shel kona. The guy getting the field has to give something to the mocher. Okay, you might get it back, fine. But he has to give something to the mocher. And you could never use Kilo Shalmakna, even by seemingly a really chashev guy. That's very strange. Why should that be true? Seemingly, Rav agreed with this Gemara that what? That Adam Chashev gives Hana. So why by Chalipa does Rav say you always need Kilo Shalmakna? Why wouldn't he agree that you have a case of a Kilo Shalmakna with what? With an Adam Chashev giving Hana as well? What's going on? So the answer you can give is that no. It could be different. Maybe only an Adam Chashev doesn't always give Hana when he receives a gift. The person who gives Adam Chashev a gift only gets Hana when Adam Chashev is going to keep the gift. I gave him a gift, he's going to keep forever. That's Chashev. So by Kedushin, when the woman gives Adam Chashev a gift to keep, that's where Rav is going to say that now the Adam Chashev gives over Hana. But in the case of a Chalipin, where either you have to give it back or they always give it back, so even by Adam Chashev, the person won't get Hana. Because they're giving Adam Chashev a gift for a second. If a Rav would hold, even in Hachinami, in our case in the Kedushin, an Adam Chashev could give Hana, by a Chalipin, even an Adam Chashev won't be able to give Hana. If a Rav holds, you always need Kehila Shakonet, because the Kohen has to give something. And even Adam Chashev won't be giving Hana. And the other question on Levi. Levi says what? You can use Kehila Shalmakneh. Does Levi have a requirement that in Chalipin, the Kohen must be an Adam Chashev? Seemingly not. Any Stam two people who want to transfer a field, the mocher, I'm the mocher, Ben is the kohen. I take my suitor, Ben picks it up, the field is his. Ben happens to be a chashuv guy, but Levi never says that the kohen has to be a chashuv guy. But our Gemara is mashma, the Gemara says, for Levi, the machna is giving the field and giving the suitor. So what's the machna getting in return? So what's the Gemara answer? He's getting hando. He's happy that the kohen took the suitor from him. But it's a problem. Because by Chalipin, ladies mashma, any person you give anything to, when they accept it from you, you get Hana. But Kedushin's mashma what? The only time you get Hana is when you give something to an Adam Chashev. So it's also a steer. What's going on? So we want to say the following. So what do we want to say? That there's a difference between Kedushin and Chalipin. There are two levels of what type of Hana you need. Yes, in Hachina, by Chalipin, any person gives Hana. As a lady holds, you can always use Kalev Shel Makna. Even a stop person will give you Hana by taking your gift. By Kedushin, when a woman's on a higher requirement, therefore, only Adam Chashev can give her a full Hana. Yes, in Achinami, we had a Rashi in the Ran, there could be a Chiluk there, looking after. But yes, in Achinami, a stop person will give some type of Hana, perhaps. But only Adam Chashev gives enough Hana to now make the woman be married. And Rabbi pointed out, so I asked the Shir yesterday, and he told us today, that the Beis Meir asked the Kasha between these two Yesodos. Because you see that somewhat, sometimes a woman, we view her as what? That she needs a higher level of what? Of a Kedushin, she's a higher level. But you also have the Yesod in our Gemara of Tav Lomei Tav Tav. So it's hard to know. The Beis Meir asked his Kasha, he asked on Rashi. Because Rashi in Gimel Ma'al says that a woman would be mocking herself less than she pruta. It's beyond her dignity. She's on a higher level. Yet, in our Gemara in Zion, is why Tavlamita. So it's interesting to exactly figure out how to balance the two ideas that sometimes a woman, we say Tavlamita, sometimes she would be willing to accept nothing, and sometimes we say that she's on a higher level, you need something more. And then, last thing, we're not going to spend so much with enough time, but there is a shita of Rabbeinu Hananel that what? An Adam Chashev can also work not only by marriage, not only by what, not only by selling a field, but it could also work as selling metalpolin. Why? Because we viewed that when I give you Hana, Hana is what? Hana is like kesef. The Rebbe Chananel, the Rashba, and the Ran seemingly, also Rebbe Chananel says that the Hana could also act as chalipin. And therefore, the Ramban doesn't understand this. But Rebbe Chananel says that Adam Chashev works by Isha, okay, can be kesef. It works by karka, can be kesef. But it also works by metalpin. And the hanad Adam Chashev is giving can actually act as chalipin. And very briefly, the Rabban, we had a kasha, what does that mean? We see throughout the whole Masechta, hanad is always kesef. That's chalipin. What's going on? To finish off, the yisod we gave, based on the Rashba, is that what? Because there's a very big difference between the hanad of Sechok and Rakod and the hanad of Adam Chashev. Sechok lefanai or kol lefanai, they're demandable hanot. You pay a ticket price. You can put a value on how much a person would pay to get entertainment. That's mamish kesef. In that regard, hanot is kesef. There's no room to wiggle. Hanot can't be chalipin. Hanot is kesef. But in Arki's Adam Chashev, is hanot really kesef? Is it really demandable value of hanot? Would someone pay that an Adam Chashev takes a gift from them? Sounds hard. So it's not that Hana is Kesef here. Hana just does the same thing that Kesef does. What does Kesef do? Kesef creates a Gemira's Das of the Makkah to get something over. So to Hana here. Hana, again, Hana by Schuk Lefanai, Hana by Rekul Lefanai, that's Mamish Kesef. No one to wiggle, it's a Chalipit. In our case, Hana is not Mamish Kesef. There's no value on Adam Chashev. When we say Hana is Kesef, we just mean that it's doing the same thing that Kesef's doing. Just like Kesef convinces in a way the Machnas of Gemira's Das to give something over, so too Hana does that. And if that's true, so Hana can also act like Chalipin. Hana's not Mamish Kesef, it can do the same thing Kesef does. Chalipin also creates a Gemira's Das. So in that regard, Hana can also act where Chalipin is needed. And that's why Rabbeinu Hananel seems to say that Hana could act in any case however he wanted to. By Isha, where only Kesef works, and Chalipin doesn't work. So what's the Hanah going to act as? Kesef. By Metaltalin, when Kesef does not work, what's the Hanah going to act like? Can act like Chalipin. By Karka, it could be both. That's a very interesting Yisod. Okay, it's based on the fact that our Adam Choshev, the Hanah Adam Choshev, is completely different than the Hanah Schok Lefanai. There it's Kesef. Demands the value of monetary. Here, the Hanah Adam Choshev, there's no value on it, it's not money. It just does the same thing that money does. It creates a Gemira's Das. So if it does the same thing that Kesef does, it can also do what? It can also do the same thing that Chalipin does. Yeah?
Good question. Just the question that we had between Chalipin and here, why, according to Rav, both Levi and Rav, how, you gave another, there was another answer that like this, Matana Amna Lahaksir doesn't have within it, like Hana.
Yeah, that is what we gave. That by, but that either for Rav, Rav says he could never use Kilo Shel Makne.
Right.
Because why? Seemingly, the Makne always needs to get something. And when you use Kilo Shel Makne, he doesn't get anything. But wait, why? Why can you have the case of Kilo Shel Makne and Adam Chashuv? Rav agrees Adam Chashuv gives Hanah by Kedushin. So why can't Rav agree that there could be a case of Chalipin with Kilo Shel Makne, with Adam Chashuv? So the answer that you said is that no. Rav holds that even Adam Chashuv, he only gives Hanah when he gets a gift that lasts. Then the notion is like, I gave Adam Chashuv a permanent gift, then I get Hanah. But even Adam Chashuv won't give the notion Hanah if it's a very fleeting gift. If we're by Chalipin, even Adam Chashuv wouldn't give Hanah. For Rav, he always in Kiyosh HaKoneh. Again, the Lavis HaChazer, again, there are four cases of Rava in this Gemara. You have Kedushin Midin Arev, Mekudeshet. You have Kedushin Midin Abiknani, Mekudeshet. Again, by Arev we had, just very simply, two ways of learning it. What's the Kedushin? Is it the Hana? Or is it the Kilu Kibel? Where we had Kedushin, but he didn't have a Kinani. The Chuk Zvash in the Bitzvah there. Is the guy a Shliach? Or is it just a Sias Akkinis Naso? Then we spoke about Midin Shneyan. Then we moved on to the Adam Choshev case. And we spoke about the Chuk Zvash in Tosfos. Is Adam Chukish Lekarkanat, a side by Chokes? We spoke about how it might fit with Tosfos Hamma Beis. What exactly the Amir is, what's the Amir doing, again, a different thing for the Torah, not the same as Tosos, not the mean of being by Adam Chashev by Karka, and finally spoke about how the Sugi of Adam Chashev relates to Rav and Levi by Chalipin, Kel Shel Makne, Kel Shel Koneh.